Spirit Radio Podcasts.
There was lovely pictures of a photo shoot outside Leinster House yesterday where young people displayed a paper chain of 5,000 little people, each coloured individually by people, including children as well. It was an initiative to highlight the lives saved by the 1983 pro-life amendment to our constitution, which of course has been discussed a lot over the past number of months, and with that report most recently being published by the Oireachtas Committee looking at the issue. We're going to talk to our next guest about that and also about this project as well. On the line we've one of the organisers of this particular initiative, Cora Sherlock, Deputy Chairperson of the Pro-Life Campaign. Good morning, Cora. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. I'm good, thanks.
Well, we'll get to the Oireachtas report shortly, but first tell me a little bit about this initiative that you really demonstrated yesterday outside Leinster House.
Yeah, well, I think that it can be difficult sometimes for people to imagine how many lives have been saved by the Eighth Amendment. You know, they hear about the Eighth Amendment as being this somewhat dry legal term. It's always talked about in very legalistic terms, and in fact there are so many people behind that provision that have had their lives saved and that are alive. They're alive in Ireland today. They're walking around, they're getting ready for Christmas and because of the Eighth Amendment. And what we wanted to do was show that in a very obvious way, in a very visual way. So what families have been doing all over the country for the last couple of days is they've been colouring in, like you say, that paper chain of little people, to put them together and show the 5,000 people that have been saved every year by the Eighth Amendment. And we took the start date of that as 1994, which comes from our actuarial report, the one that we commissioned and released last year, which shows that, as I say, 5,000 people are alive thanks to the Eighth Amendment every year.
So that's report, that's how you come up with the figures?
Exactly, yeah. And that was an independently commissioned actuarial report. So it's probably a conservative estimate because, you know, as we know, the Eighth Amendment was put into the Constitution in 1983. But we took 1994 as our start date because we thought that if the Eighth Amendment had not gone into the Constitution in 1983, then it was reasonable to believe that looking at what was happening around the world and the types of movements and the types of efforts that had been made to introduce abortion in other countries, it was reasonable to conclude that abortion would be available in 1994, 11 years on from 1983.
In terms of yesterday, I know that you presented this installation. You're on a lens outside the Dáil. What did people passing by think, Cora? Were they surprised at the numbers?
I think people are really surprised at the scale of the numbers, and they're quite shocked when, and you know, I was talking to some of the young people who were holding up the installation just for the time that they were there, and they said that there was a huge amount of interest from people passing by and just asking what it was about and then expressing real surprise that, A, any people had been saved by the Eighth Amendment because they just weren't really that familiar with it. It just obviously didn't come up at all during the Oireachtas Committee. The committee members didn't show any interest in exploring that. They didn't invite in any of the families who say that their children are alive thanks to the Eighth Amendment. The same thing happened at the Citizens' Assembly back earlier in the year. There was no talk about that. And I think this is one of the things that we find very much in the pro-life campaign. People who hear our arguments very often are hearing them for the first time because they're not being represented properly at the moment. And that's when they have firstly, surprise, and then they very quickly come over to the pro-life side, as it were. They decide the Eighth Amendment is something that we need. Look at all the lives. I mean, looking down Kildare Street yesterday, you could look right the way down to see so many little paper dolls. And I think that is something that really impacts on people's memories.
Cora, some people might say that's very powerful looking at the 5,000 lives that are saved, but they might equally say there's also many thousands of women who travel to England for an abortion. And is there a balance between trying to protect life but also recognising that Irish women do have abortions and they leave Ireland to do so?
I absolutely think that we should be recognising that fact. I think what we're doing at the moment, though, is we're ignoring the fact that every time a woman leaves on a tragic journey to end the life of her baby, that her baby leaves with her and her baby's life is ended in a very tragic way. One thing that struck me during the Oireachtas Committee hearings was the fact that there was no interest in looking into the reasons why those women are travelling and why they're making that decision and what we can do as a country to encourage them to keep their baby and what kind of supports. I mean, we never ask them, is there something, sometimes it can be as simple as better childcare. Women can be worried about that, but there's no interest in finding that out. I mean, if you look back over the last number of years, we've had the Oireachtas Committee hearings, we've had the Citizens' Assembly before that, we had an expert group on abortion, we had two sets of previous Oireachtas hearings, we had five private members' bills. They were all, and we have the legislation, the 2013 legislation, and they were all intended to push for the case of removing the Eighth Amendment and introducing abortion. And during that time, we've had nothing looking at the reasons why women are travelling. So the idea that we are serious about, you know, addressing that and really putting women and their babies at the forefront of this discussion and their partners, the fathers of those babies who are often completely left out, we're not doing it at the moment. We need to start doing it. And I was very happy, actually, to see that the three members of the committee yesterday who presented their minority report, that was one of the things that they brought up very clearly, that we need to be looking at that.
In terms of just the report from the Oireachtas Committee, what's your response to kind of the key recommendations in that, Cora?
Well, I think that, you know, firstly, any suggestion that we would remove the Eighth Amendment is just something that is going to lead to more abortions. And anybody that says that it's not, it just simply isn't dealing in reality, because you don't make something legal, you don't make abortion legal, and then hope that you're going to have less of it. Because if you make something more accessible, you're going to have more of it. That's just the way every law works. And I think, you know, at the moment, what we have in Ireland is a situation where every human being is given the protection that they deserve, and that women receive whatever medical treatment they need while they are pregnant. That's what we all want. And to look at changing that, to look at bringing in a situation like they have in England and Wales, where one in every five pregnancies ends in abortion, where, you know, you have really horrific things happening to babies. I mean, I don't want to be graphic, but I would encourage people listening to just go on to the Oireachtas website and watch the testimony of Dr. Peter Thompson, who's an abortionist brought over from the UK to talk about how babies' lives are ended in abortions. And it's really upsetting stuff, you know. So I think that's not what we want to see in Ireland. We protect babies, we look after them, and we acknowledge that they are vulnerable, tiny human beings who need the need and deserve the protection of the Constitution. And that's what should continue to happen.
I know that you've touched on the minority report that has been issued today, but Cora, the majority, of course, of the members on the Oireachtas Committee, which represented a broad spectrum of political parties and independents as well, voted in favour of repealing the Eighth Amendment. And when we look at opinion polls, etc., they seem to indicate that the Irish people do want some sort of a change to legislation. Is all of this just a sign that there has been a change in attitudes to this issue in Ireland?
I think we're very much still in the bubble about abortion, Wendy. And by that I mean, when you look at the Oireachtas Committee, there was no real attempt to address this issue in any kind of comprehensive way. I know that the members who voted in favour of the report would say, oh, we looked at everything exhaustively, I learned so much, I feel so much better informed. I've heard all of these kind of things over the last couple of days. And, you know, to quote a song, that doesn't impress me much, to be honest, because I watched the Oireachtas hearings myself. I saw, you know, the largest abortion provider in the UK, the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, being brought in to talk about women's health. That group has already registered the domain name abortion.ie in this country. And so, you know, they're an advocacy group. They're very much in favour of abortion. They're not in any way an impartial expert, which is how they were presented at the committee. One of the members talked about how she was much more informed on abortion pills. I think that was actually the chairperson who talked about that last night when the report was being revealed. But in fact, one of the groups that was brought in, again as an impartial expert, was the Irish Family Planning Association. And a couple of years ago, as we know, the IFPA was found to be illegally coaching women on how to import the illegal abortion pill, and it's something very dangerous. you know, so for them to be brought in as an expert on women's health, it's very farcical, really, and it's an insult to women, I actually feel, and it's an insult to democracy to then say that that was any kind of a comprehensive review of what is a very complex, sensitive life and death issue, which is exactly what abortion is.
Ultimately, Cora, it looks like we're going to have a referendum on this issue in 2018. How do you feel about that?
I acknowledge at this stage that it's looking likely that we will have a referendum, but I will put the caveat in there that I think it'll be a very sad day when the referendum is announced. It'll be a very anti-democratic day, but it will certainly be a day when the pro-life movement of this country will be saying we are going to win any referendum that is called, because that is just the reality of it. I mean, when you look at the people who were there yesterday holding up that paper chain of people representing the 5,000 lives that have been saved by the Eighth Amendment over the last 20 years odd, they represent a huge groundswell of people all over this country. And that is the unique thing about the pro-life movement, which is something that cannot be said about those trying to repeal the Eighth Amendment. It is a grassroots movement. It covers the length and breadth of Ireland. They are people who have had unplanned pregnancies in their own families. They've dealt with the shock and the surprise of hearing that a baby was on the way, maybe that wasn't planned for, or maybe was not expected to live for very long, but was then welcomed and the support was got. You know, and it's those people who are saying, this is my baby, this is my child who's going to school, this is my child who's now going to fancy, looking forward to Christmas. And I can't imagine life without that child. And that's thanks to the Eighth Amendment. They make that link. They recognise it. And we will do everything necessary to keep the Eighth Amendment in place so that future generations are not damaged by abortion the way other countries have been.
Cora Sherlock of the Pro-Life Campaign, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. That was Cora Sherlock, the Deputy Chairperson of the Pro-Life Campaign, giving us her response to the Oireachtas Committee's report and also telling us a little bit about an event that took place outside Leinster House yesterday, illustrating the 5,000 people that are alive each and every year because of the Eighth Amendment.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.